Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Hello. Psychic Funhouse, a special place of exploration, love, and healing. Stay inside your ride, but prepare to expand your consciousness. Your psychic pitchmen, Michael Espinoza and Lawrence Birch, are your guides as we embark together on a magical journey. Here's the entrance, and right there is your seat. So, let's start the show.
Hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse, everybody.
I'm Lawrence Birch.
Welcome, everybody.
And I am Michael Espinoza. Welcome.
I'm the co-host.
Bonjour,
monsieur.
Au revoir.
How are you?
Como estas? How am I?
Como ça va?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. How about you? How are you feeling?
Très bien, merci.
Très bien, yeah.
That's about it.
Doing
good.
Okay. Moving on. So, how's your week been, Mr. Espinoza?
It has been interesting, to say the least. Yeah. Very upsetting. Watching the news. But I'm hopeful, seeing a lot of the protests. And I'm hopeful that maybe this time change can be enacted and it will start happening. Change for the better. So I'm very hopeful about that. And so I'm just trying to not watch the news. It's just drags you down real quick. But it's been good. You know, I can't complain. I have a home. I'm grateful for everything that I have. You know, roof over my head and food and wonderful clients and some amazing readings and healing happening through this time. So I'm grateful for those.
Everybody staying healthy in your family?
We are. We're all staying healthy. No COVID. That's our new mantra. No COVID.
Right.
We put the sign out on our lawn. Go away. Don't stop here. No.
Oh, is that how it works? I need one of those.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. And
vanish.
Yeah, so we just, you know, move forward and just stay safe and do our part. And, you know, try to stay away from connecting to negativity. That's it. Because that'll suck the life right out of you fast.
Yeah.
How have you been? How's your week been?
My week has been kind of up and down. I feel like I'm on a roller coaster. And so I spent a couple days just kind of sheltering in place just to hang out with my cats and avoid anything that I feel is going to just, I don't know, be overwhelming. You know, visited with my mom, hung out there and mowed her lawn this week. I said I would, so she was happy about that.
Well, that was nice.
I know, number one son. We're getting ready for her to have her surgery in June, a little later. But I've also got family members that are African-American, so just dealing with what's happening is just, it's almost, you know, it's almost, I don't know. It's so much. It's hard to really describe, you know, how I'm feeling or what I'm feeling. So I am kind of staying away from media, but I'm also looking at it because I you know, in my past, I've been an activist. So I feel like at this point, I'm choosing to kind of, you know, sit it out in terms of going down and demonstrating. But I kind of feel like, in a way, it's my duty to stay on top of some of what's happening. So, but that's, you know, it's hard exposing yourself to what's happening to people that are, you know, on the front lines. I mean, there's some really wonderful stuff, you know, it's amazing. You know, it's just, my emotions are just all over the place with it. So, but like you, you know, at the end of the day, I really want to just put positive energy out there for change, and that people are going to be protected, that they're not going to, you know, for God's sake, get coronavirus spread, which is horrible, on top of everything. And that, you know, peace and justice is going to prevail, because it really has to. It's way overdue.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things, what was it, Mr. Rogers said, you know, always look for the people doing good in this situation. And that's what I try to focus on now, you know, all those people. Because I lived in New York City during 9/11, and that was just, you know, absolutely horrific. And it was frightening. But then I just shifted my focus, and you saw humanity coming forward, you know, and we weren't a nation divided. We were one, and everybody was helping out the best way they could and the way they knew. And that brought like such hope to me. And it was like, wow, this is fucking amazing. We need to stay like this. How can we keep this? But unfortunately, it didn't last that long. It was short-lived, but it was nice, you know, and and you can see it here. And so that's what I'm holding on to. I don't want to get hooked into the rage and the hate, and it just, it's not conducive to the work that I do. I can't allow that vibration into my energy. I have to protect it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get angry at injustice, but I'm not going to stay tapped into anger and rage. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we all, you know, we all have to make choices right now about how we feel.
Yeah.
We can best contribute, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And that can change day to day.
Yeah. Right. And I think as healers, you know, we can help change that vibration and help raise it. Yeah. So that's all I got to say about that.
Okay, Mr. Dump. I'm just I'm trying to do, you know, as much listening as I can right now.
All right.
Yeah. So with that in mind, should we take a caller? Are we ready to jump in? What do you think?
Let's do it.
All right. So we're going to ask our callers how their week's going, so you get a chance to just kind of check in with us for a little bit. Let us know what the word is in your neighborhood. Okay, so all right, here we go. Hi, caller. This is area code 804. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please? And how has your week been?
Hello, and good evening. My name is Vernell. It's spelled with a V, like in Virginia, and I'm from Virginia. I live on the coast. And in a place called Newport News.
Like you're on your way to the group.
Okay, so I have a cat, And I know it's the
How's
she
your week
been
been?
Acting
How's
like
your week
this.
Been? Oh, I'm going to back you up a little bit. Sorry, Manel. How are you
okay,
doing?
That's okay. Well, I'm fine. There's not really a lot going on, but just me and my cat. And my cat is my priority. Like I was saying, she haven't been seeming like herself. And you know, she used to be all over the place and meow it and everything, but now she's not. And she's been scratching her ears a lot, and it seems like now when if she tried to jump around, she would kind of, you know, have little accidents trying to jump from one place to the next. And I'm thinking that she might have an ear infection, or she might have ear mites or something. But a short time ago, before I called y'all, I was rubbing on her, and I was rubbing her head, and like right behind her left ear, there's a bump or a lump or something. I'm not sure if it's from her scratching her head or if it might be something else. And and so I was wondering if y'all know what's going on with her.
What's your kitty's name?
Her name is Lucy.
Lucy?
Yeah.
I guess I'm not getting that the lump is directly related to what's going on with her. He probably can't tell. My sense is she's got some kind of a low fever going on. She might have an infection of some kind. Maybe either an inner ear infection or sinuses.
Yeah.
Do you have a vet that you take her to? What's that?
She's been sneezing too. Sometimes she hasn't sneezed a lot, but every now and then she would sneeze, and she would shake her head real hard every time she sneezed. And lick her nose, and her nose was really wet, and usually her nose is dry. To answer your question that you just asked me about her seeing the vet, she saw a vet from a mobile clinic back in this past February, because I'm not driving, and I don't know the area too well because I lived here for a few years. And I called the mobile vet, and they came and looked at her, and they looked at her ears, and they said they didn't see anything. And they ran blood tests and everything, and they said they were all normal. And they said she appeared healthy, but she kept on scratching at her ear. And she would come to me and look at me and meow, and she would sit on her hind legs sometimes and move her front paws up and down like she's trying to tell me something. I wonder, what is she trying to tell me? What is she trying to tell me? And so in any case, I had scheduled a morning appointment for her to be seen by a vet, a well-equipped vet hospital. And I took some cats that I used to have that had already passed on. I took them there, so she'll be seeing the same doctor. And I'm hoping that they'll find out whatever it is and give me medication to help clear it up. And but she seemed to have lost weight too, and that's why I was wondering if it might be because of whatever is going on. But y'all don't detect anything serious or life threatening that's going on with her.
Really serious. Oh. Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
I was just scanning her energy, and I can't see exactly what's wrong with her, but she just, the energy that I'm picking up, she doesn't feel good. You know, she feels like she's kind of achy and tired, And
right.
It almost feels like when you have a cold, you just don't feel good. And that's kind of how I feel. I just feel really tired and achy and And my stomach doesn't feel good either. Yeah. So, maybe she just might have a cold or something, or it could be allergies too. You know, the animals get allergies.
Do you know, I mean, could you pinpoint what kind of allergy it might be? Could it be the food, or, I mean, could I give her both wet and dry food?
No, I wasn't seeing any of that. It was just kind of like general, how's she feeling? Yeah. Sorry.
Is she vaccinated? Do you vaccinate her for now?
Yeah, she was actually vaccinated. She was vaccinated back in this past February. She got all the vaccinations, and plus she also got microchipped, and plus, she had really gotten everything done to her this past February.
And she had symptoms back in February, like she does now? Is that what I heard you say, too?
Yeah.
Or are these new symptoms, or it's gotten worse?
Yeah, she did have those symptoms back in February, and that's why I had called the mobile vet to come and find out what's going on.
She's been dealing with it 3 months, huh?
Yeah, 3 months, or maybe a little longer.
Well, I'm glad you have an appointment to take her to the vet. That's good.
Okay, and they should find out what's going on and give her the proper medications.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, my sense is she's got something, she's got an infection going on, and I kind of wonder if it might, this is what I'm getting, but, Mike and I are pretty conservative when it comes to doing medical stuff, even with kitties, which we really love, animals. However, it's almost like she's got a sinus problem from a tooth problem. That's what I'm getting. Like there's something inserted in her mouth or gums or something, and it's progressed into her sinuses. So so I would, maybe ask them to just check her teeth and her mouth pretty well, see if there's anything going on there. She might need a tooth pulled or something like that. That's kind of what I'm saying. It's something. I'm glad you're gonna have her check out, because I would say, it's not life threatening, but it's serious, and the vet needs to really figure out what's going on so they can treat her properly, so it doesn't get any worse. But that's a long time for her to have these symptoms. So.
Yeah, I really don't want her to suffer. But through it all, y'all think she'll be okay after the vet appointment?
She's a pretty strong little kitty. She's got a lot of spunk. So I think if this vet is able to figure it out, she should be okay. She'll recover all right. Yeah, she definitely knows you love her and care about her. That's half of it right there. So.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And could y'all send healing energy her way?
Absolutely.
Sure. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
let us know what happens
with
it. You bet.
I sure will. Y'all will be back next week.
Every Friday.
Yep.
6-7.
Every Friday.
Okay.
6 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay. I'll get back with y'all then.
Thank
y'all very much.
That's good.
All right. Good luck right now. Bye bye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for calling the Psychic Fun House. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Well, it's a kitty. That's no good.
I know. She said my cat. I was like, oh no.
I know.
No more
cats.
I know.
Me too. I had a feeling we were gonna get some animal communication people calling us though. I almost said something.
No kitty stuff.
I know. That's the worst, right?
I know.
And children.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I don't know if other callers know, but both Lawrence and I have cats. We're cat people.
With cats. Yeah. Part of the cat tribe.
Meow.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. You ready for another one?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Red A? Okay.
Ready.
All right. So, caller, we're going to ask your name. We're going to ask where you're from. And we want to know how your week's been. So. All right. So, this is caller, area code 614. Who are we talking to? Where are you from? And how's your week been, caller?
Oh. My name is Dolson. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Can you give your name again? I could.
Yeah. Maybe spell it.
Dolson. Phil, like Philip. F-I-L-S-A-N.
Dolson. Okay.
All right.
Is that correct, Dolson?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
From
How's
Ohio.
Your week been?
All right. Yeah.
My week has been pretty good. It started out kind of frightening because of not knowing what was going to happen. But, you know, I went to the park today and everything seemed pretty peaceful. And so I'm kind of relaxed now.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what can we do for you?
That everything
Yeah, so are we. So are we. Absolutely.
Yeah, for the highest and best good for everyone. I had a question about my career. I'm not really happy about my job, but I'm not sure what advice my spirit guides have for me as far as what other kind of work I should be looking for that would make me more fulfilled.
Okay. Are you working right now?
Yeah. I do have a job, but I go sparingly.
You have a job now, but you...
But I don't go, I don't go often. I don't...
So it's a part-time job? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What I'm picking up, Dolson, is it feels kind of like you need to explore a little bit more what you're looking for. It doesn't feel like that has fully formed yet, and your guides will help you find something, but, you know, with guides, they don't tell us what to do. They will help us, and the energy that they show me, it's kind of like you still need to vet this a little bit more and really kind of think about the next thing that you do want to do. Do you understand that?
Yeah, you said the first part, you said I need to vet this job more.
You need to think about what you do want to do more. You need to... get more clear about the next job that you do want to have, a career you want to move into. Do you understand that? Yeah. So they're saying, you know, because they're not going to tell us what to do. So they're saying, like, it's important for you to use this time right now to start thinking about a career path that you want to move into. And so they can help you get that next job.
Okay.
One of the things I'm seeing around you a lot is books. So are you in school or have you thinking going to school or do you teach?
That's interesting you said that because I'm sitting in my room right now. I have a bunch of books around me, stacks of books. But I've been thinking about going back to school, and I do like reading. Like, I'm starting to like reading more. So I've been going to school, but I'm not sure for what.
Okay. So when they show me the books, it's usually about school. So I would think about a little bit more about going back to school. I think that's kind of the suggestion for you right now from them. This is a good idea. They're confirming that with you then. Okay.
Yeah.
Lauren, do you have anything?
Lauren? Wilson, were you gonna say something else, Wilson? Or?
No.
Okay. I know you asked about work, but I guess my guides are wanting to know because what they're showing me about you is there's some kind of emotional or situational instability going on for you right now. Like I know you mentioned that you're in a place of relaxation today, and I don't want to stir that up or anything. But I guess I'm wondering if if there's something that's really bothering you right now, or something you're really grappling with. And I this kind of relates to the work situation, because I think part of what needs to happen before you can make a decision is to kind of get this part of what's going on for you, if not under control, just kind of in a better place, so you don't feel so all I get is like this tornado around you, like you're spinning around right now. Does that make sense at all, or does that feel?
Yes, that does make sense, but I just struggle with depression sometimes.
Is it just depression you have, or other stuff, or
anxiety too?
Mm-hmm.
Loneliness and isolation.
Yeah. How does that manifest for you, the anxiety and or the depression? If you don't mind my asking, I'm not trying to pry, but
I kind of feel afraid to make decisions and to follow through with things, and it kind of makes me want to not do anything and just stay in my room where I feel
how come?
Safe.
How come that's true for you right now?
The anxiety?
Yeah, you know, the fear of making decisions, I guess, which you talked about. Why is that happening? Why do you feel like that's going on for you? Or do you know? Is that something you've dealt with for a while? Mm-hmm.
It's been like this for a while, and I think I kind of left self-belief, and I'm thinking if I do make a difference, if I do make a change, maybe I'll end up in a worse position than I am in now, and to just stick with the stability that I have to, instead of starting over and having to face the anxiety of like something new.
So I'm going to ask you another kind of probing question, and again, you know, I really want to respect your privacy, so don't feel like you have to answer anything. Did something happen, like around anxiety, or to trigger it, or even maybe to cause it, or the depression? Did you have something? You don't have to, you know, go into detail what it is, but is there an event or something that is part of what you also are kind of going over?
To be honest, I've been kind of sad and depressed and like a bit of an outsider since I was at least 5 years old, and I don't know what happened during that time in school or whatnot. But it's gotten progressively worse as I have gotten older. And when I was 18 and about to graduate, it didn't end up happening. I didn't end up graduating on time, and during that time, my mom was also making changes in her life, and I feel like that's when the anxiety, the fear of just leaving the house has really took hold. But it wasn't anything, I mean, and I was stressed at that time, so I think whatever. There's certain events that happened that came together during that time that could have caused it.
Okay. So you kind of had some underlying stuff go on for a while, and then maybe it's intensified, and there's also something happening. Maybe your home life with your mom. Do you still live with your mom? Do you live at home, or do you live by yourself? Or?
I still live with my mom and my siblings.
Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, that's part of the situation, too, is you're kind of in a position where I think what would be best for you would be to live on your own. However, I think there's some attachment going on between you and your family, maybe in particular your mom, about you leaving. And I think you've kind of absorbed some of her fear around that, or maybe something else. And that's like a certain percentage of what you're experiencing. Do you get any kind of any therapy or anything? Do you see any counselors, or has anything like that been helpful for you? Or?
No, but I definitely have been thinking about it recently, and I will look into that. But I'm not sure. Like, I do understand I have to move out, and it is kind of like living here with my family is kind of screwing with me emotionally and energetically.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I do, but it's like I don't have a career, so I don't know how, like, financially wise a decision it would be at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's not something that happened yesterday or tomorrow. You know, I do think there's an urgency you're feeling about it. I think that's kind of in the mix with the things you've shared with us, which, by the way, I really appreciate you, you know, opening up, because that's, you know, it's a lot of vulnerable stuff to bring up, and you're really brave for doing that, and I mean that, you know, totally sincerely. I do think that there's kind of an emancipation situation going on for you, where a lot of the depression and anxiety is situational more than what I want to say is you know, what sometimes happens where it's biochemical or other stuff. I think once you get out of that environment, you're going to find easily half of that is going to just drop away, because you're going to, number one, have other stuff to deal with that you don't right now, that's going to be, you know, exciting but also challenging. And then number two, the environment you're in is really, there's enough chaos there that's really going to, I think, keep you in a real kind of loop, you know, where you don't break out of that. So I know you're in, you know, you want to be in that career mode, but I think there's, you know, kind of some baby steps that have to happen. And so I would encourage you to come up with a plan for how you're going to, you know, what your exit strategy is going to be. Maybe it'll happen before you actually, you know, take off into a career, and maybe you'll, you know, have to have roommates or something. But I do think this is something that's really going to be much more healthy for you, is to get out on your own, you know, at some point. Obviously there's a lot going on right now, but, and don't turn this into something to feel anxious about, Pilsen, but, you're, you know, you're really ready to leave the nest, I guess, so to speak. And I'm encouraged to hear you say that you're seriously considering getting somebody you can talk to, you know, who you really trust, because I think that's also a really important component of all this. And just to bring it back to what you asked about as far as career and work, it's going to be huge for how you're going to be able to both see yourself and also how you're going to present yourself to, you know, any kind of future employers. So don't discount this aspect of things. And, you know, I know Michael, I'm speaking for Michael, but we totally support you getting whatever help you need and to be healthy so you can be successful. And I'm sure you will. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is that helpful? Or I know we kind of went in a little detour down an alley there that maybe you weren't expecting, but that's just what my guides are like. You got to talk to her about this. Don't let her get off the phone without. Yeah. So.
Well, thank you to you and your guys. They really, yeah, it was completely helpful. And
oh, good. Good, good, good. Good. Okay. All right. Did you want to chime in, Michael? Do you have anything else?
No. I think you right there, and I agree with all of that. That's great.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. All right. All right, Phil. And check in with us. Let us know how things go. Okay?
Yeah. Take care.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Well, expect the unexpected, I guess, huh?
Yeah. No, that's great. It was a really great reading, and I hope it helps her a lot.
I hope so, too, because she definitely is more than worthy, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, like, I know she was talking about work, but, man, like, right when she just started talking, it was like, you know, this is going to sound kind of silly, but, you know, the old Bugs Bunny cartoons where there's the Tasmanian devil? That's what I saw, like, the spinning thing around her. And not that she was the Tasmanian devil, but just, like, that vortex. Like, she was in this vortex. And, like, how is she ever going to make a decision when she's got that to deal with, you know? So, just wanted to bring it up.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think she'll be all right. She'll figure it out.
Yeah.
They will figure it out.
She will.
All right. Yeah. Are we ready for caller number 3? Senor?
Let's do it.
Do it? Okay. Let's go. Okay. So we've got, just so people know, if you've been listening for a while and you're wondering why we haven't picked you yet, there isn't a real, at least I haven't figured it out, there isn't a way for us to easily keep track of who's called first. I suppose I could, you know, be more producer-y or engineer-y and take all that stuff down. But if you've been waiting a long time, it's not because we're overlooking you. It's because I'm too ignorant to figure out who's who's next in the order. So I'm just trying to do the best I can. So hopefully we'll get to all of you. But if we don't take it personally. We're trying to make everybody happy. So, okay, that's my disclaimer. All right, so another caller. We're going to ask who you are. What your name is, where you're from, and how your week went. So this is area code 914. Hi there, what's your name?
Hello.
And what's that?
Oh, I said hello.
Hi, who are you?
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Catherine. I'm calling from
Catherine.
New York.
From New York, Catherine with a K?
Yeah.
C. All right. How's your week been, Catherine?
Up and down.
Yeah.
It's hard to, you know, stay happy, you know, with all that's going on. But I'm just grateful to be safe. I'm grateful that people are demonstrating they care, as they should.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm just praying for the best for everybody.
Wow, that's all good stuff. Yeah, you should be over here on our side. Sounds like you're pretty in touch. What can we do for you, Catherine? Did you have a question or anything?
Yes. If you don't mind looking into work for me, I wrote to somebody. There's two people that I asked. I admire them both. One starts with the letter S and the other with the letter P. And I was just wondering if you see any work collaboration between either one of them or both of them.
Okay.
Thank you.
What do you think, Michael?
Is the work that you do creative, Catherine?
Yes.
Are you like a graphic designer?
A little bit of that, some writing, a little bit of everything creative, really.
Okay. I'm getting both are really good possibilities, but the S comes in more. It feels like the S. Can I go into that place? The S feels like that's going to be a bigger possibility to get some work from them. Yeah, and it does look like, because I'm seeing a contract signed, so it looks like you're going to get some work from them.
Oh, yay.
And that one feels like it will be more lucrative than the T.
Oh, I didn't say T, I said P.
P, P or T. It's okay. It's fine. It's the same thing. The same thing. Yeah, but like I said, they both are really good possibilities. The S is going to be much better. I think this you're going to get work for them from them, and also the P as well. So that's good. Yeah. Is there, with S Company, is there a possibility of you going on board as full-time?
Oh, that would be fabulous.
Have they spoken to you about that? They have.
Yeah, if they have. I do like more from project to project, but maybe what you're seeing is several projects.
But it also looks like at a certain point they might bring you on board full step, like hire you
as
staff, and not just by project.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be marvelous.
Yeah, so I think they're a very good possibility with them, with the S. The P's there, but the energy is in the S.
Wow. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Lawrence? Yeah, anything?
Oh, I was just going to agree. Yeah, I got both, definitely both. So I think you're going to probably end up in a place where you'll have more to do than you know what to do with. So that's a good place to be in.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh.
The other thing I'm just going to say, just because my guides once again are knocking, like, make sure she knows. They want you to make sure you know you're a really good person. Very sweet-hearted, very kind, and you're way more lovely than you give yourself credit for. So make sure you look in the mirror and tell yourself how lovely you are. How about that?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do have...
You're welcome.
Self-esteem issues sometimes, so that makes sense. Thank you. Wow.
Make it a habit.
Both of
make
your
it a habit.
They're awesome.
Yeah. Well, you must be too. So there you go. Give yourself credit.
Wow. Well, thank you, gentlemen, so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks
good
for
luck.
Like a fun house.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
I will. I definitely will.
And have fun.
Thank you. Yes, both of you too. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Catherine.
Bye-bye. Have a good evening.
You too. Well, it's Kindness Friday, I guess.
Yeah, right?
That was good. That was some good info there,
yeah.
Mr. Espinoza. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, ready to dive in? We have more callers.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So you gave me a little inside information about who might be first in line. So I'm going to try this one. Okay. So here we go. This is area code 401. What's your name, caller? Where are you calling from? And tell us how your week has gone for you, please. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh. I can hear them snoring. I think they fell asleep. No, just kidding. Maybe they went to the refrigerator to get a ginger ale. It is Friday.
Or a beer. Right.
Yeah, or a ginger beer. How about that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, going once, going twice, going chicken soup with rice, calling 401. Okay, we'll put you back on the listening mode. We'll try you later. That was interesting. All right, let's try another caller. This is area code 520. Hello, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name, caller? Where are you calling from? And how's your week been?
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Lisa, Arizona. And my week has been chaotic, to say the least.
Chaotic?
Yeah.
And what was your name again? I didn't quite catch it. Sorry.
Lisa.
Lisa. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And, you know.
Chaotic, how come?
Personal changes going on within the partnership that I have with, very
that
chaotic.
Stuff. Got it. Okay. Okay. Are you able to surf the wave most of the time, or are you getting pushed under?
Well, I have no other choice. I do have someone that I talk to, and she helps to get me to, you know, take advantage of my yoga and my Tai Chi and my working out in the park with somebody with weights. And and she's like a steady support. She's an outside life support for me. Kind of a, I just wait until my time comes up that I can talk with her, you know, and I used her as a sounding board. But it's been very... very, very difficult, you know. I know the proper positive term is to say challenging, but I'm just going to say difficult.
And
I know there's light at the end of the tunnel. I know walking over the burning coals is what's going on right now. And I know, I don't have Tony Robbins to sue if that's happening.
Oh, well.
You know, I'm just going to do it I know, you know, life sometimes presents challenges for me, you know, and I come out, you know, just a different planet, you know, when things settle for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Well, that was a thorough response. I appreciate that. Channel your inner Tony Robbins place to antidote the chaos.
I shouldn't even mention him. You know, he was accused of certain things that I just think he's on my list of unmentionables now.
Uh-oh. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we can move beyond. So what can we do for you?
Well, psychically, do you pick up a move for me, a relocation? I know that has to come up soon for me. As far as the time frame, my mission right now is just to go out on weekends and go searching for places that I might find desirable to consider to relocate to, you know, and who knows, I may even relocate to further distance beyond the immediate surrounding area.
That's what I would suggest. Beyond the immediate surrounding area.
Okay. Yeah.
So what's coming up for me is Flagstaff.
Wow, you're amazing. Yes, because my grandson, who's five, lives in that neck of the woods. He does. He lives 35 miles away, give or take.
Oh.
Yes. Isn't that amazing that you would say that? That is so super.
Well, it's my guy. It's not me. Can't take any credit. But if it seems appropriate, I would say that's where I would focus your energy. You need to be in a more mountainous area where there's some actual snow happening sometimes or something.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Do you see happening?
How old's your grandson?
He just turned five, and I haven't been able to see
him
for 3 months.
That's right. Sorry.
And I Skype with him, and it's just been, because of this whole thing that's hit, you know, the V thing.
Yeah.
Not V for victory, but, you know.
Right. Yeah.
I'm seeing, they're showing me an arrow for you, Lisa. It feels like you going northeast. So
okay.
I'm getting two areas, and one of them, it feels like northeast of where you are in state, but I'm also getting northeast to like going to the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
Like up in the northeast area. And the first thing that comes up is like Philadelphia. Like Philly area up over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, because that was one of the things that I picked up too, mountains and lush green area. And So maybe just even in Pennsylvania, that's what I kept seeing.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, and it feels like the move is going to come like the end of the year, beginning of next year. It doesn't feel like it's going to happen right away. It's going to be a few months off.
Okay.
So they're saying just to take your time with it, you'll know when you find that spot. It'll be like, oh, okay, this feels really good. So it'll be about feeling that energy.
Oh my God! Oh wow! It's okay. I'm so open. Do you see me doing this solo? I'm not saying I'm taking anyone in this house with me, but I mean, do you see any? Am I taking someone else with me or going somewhere else with me?
I see you moving by yourself.
Okay.
No, I saw you moving by yourself. I don't see anybody going with you.
Okay.
Do you have a pet, Lisa?
Well, yes, I do. She's dying though. I've had her since she was a baby. 6 weeks, and now she's 14, and she's on her way out. But you know, she could out with me. Who knows?
Yeah, that's who I see going with you. I didn't see a human going with you. It's not an animal going with you. So,
wow. Okay.
So there's something else I wanted to share with you. There's a really wonderful place. Near Flagstaff or in Flagstaff called the Winter Sun Trading Company. Have you ever heard of that place?
Oh, wow.
called the Winter Sun. Winter, yeah. And it's run by an amazing woman named Phyllis Hogan. And I think you're going to really have some interesting stuff go on if you get the chance to visit her shop. It's really pretty magical. She's a magical person. So you make a good connection there. And you can go online and take a look at it, but definitely try to physically transport yourself there next time you're in Flagstaff.
And it's called, I'm writing this down, so it's called Winter Sun?
Yeah, Winter Sun trading Company. It's kind of like a version of a trading post, you know, like they have on, they used to have on reservations, that kind of thing.
And her name is Phyllis. Okay.
Yeah, she's got all sorts of really wonderful stuff there. So.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Cool people, yeah.
Yeah, my son used to live there. And not in Flagstaff, but in that area. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Cool.
Mm. Yeah, he loves Sedona. And his baby was born there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope everything works out for your move or moves or whatever.
Well, it will. You know, it in the way I've done, it is what it is. You know, the other thing is, which of you is Michael Espinoza? Because I have a Michael Espinoza in my immediate blood kin line. He's my brother.
That's me. I'm
Michael. Every time I hear your show.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch what you said, Lisa.
Every time I listen to your show and I see in your bio description, your description of the show, and I see your name, Michael Espinoza, I always think, but he's not like you in personality at all. He's a wacko, crazy guy out in
left field. That's describing Michael to a T. Are you kidding me? Totally wacko.
When I don't take my meds.
Yeah.
I feel different when I don't take my meds.
He keeps it together for the hour that we do the show.
Don't
once we're off air.
Don't,
oh my God,
don't,
it's horrible.
Don't put down meds. My meds are carbs.
There you go.
I didn't know what my meds were.
Yeah.
I think you two are related. I think you two are related one way or the other.
I was falling off the wagon and I was plotting my med overdose. I was sitting in the parking lot of the store Safeway and I thought, okay, I'm going to go in there and this is what I'm going to get. The ice cream aisle. Oh yeah, cookie aisle. Okay. And then I went and they were closed. They were closed early for curfew and I thought, oh, somebody up there is trying to protect me, I guess.
The spirit was like, not today. Lisa, go home.
Do your carb overload somewhere else.
Yeah.
Overdose.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, you probably have other callers. Thank you. Thank you, Rose.
Yeah.
And let us know how it goes.
Please do.
I will. Thank you.
All right. We'll keep laughing.
Take care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thanks, sir. Thanks for coming on the Psychic Funhouse with us. Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Well, looks like we've come to the end of another show, Michael.
It looks like we have.
Can you believe it? I know. We almost got to everybody.
No. Oh, my goodness. It goes so quickly.
Doesn't it? Yeah. When we really have good connections with our listeners, it does kind of become timeless. So
yep.
All right, well, we're gonna go off air, but we're gonna keep recording. So how can people contact you, Mr. Espinoza, if they want to get a reading?
They can reach me at 562-457-0457. My website is michaeljespinoza.com, or you can send me an email at michael at michaeljespinoza.com. How about you, Lauren?
Oh, awesome. Yeah, you can send me a text or call me, 541-344-7534. You can also send me an email, givingtree@earthlink.net is the way to reach me that. And that way, and then I also am on Facebook at Giving Tree Farm Herbs, or my website, www.givingtreefarm.com. All right. Well, thank you for co-hosting with me, Michael.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you to all the callers for calling in. And
absolutely.
We'll see you, or we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. We'll be ready for more fun and hijinks, I'm sure.
See you next week, everybody. Take care.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Psychic Funhouse. Be safe.